Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson led the six-candidate field on Tuesday, garnering 34% of the vote. He and City Councilman Brian Spencer, who was second with 21%, will meet in the runoff. The win for Robinson comes almost a year after starting his campaign.
We're getting back to the race we originally got into that we thought was going to happen, where we were looking to be the challenger. I think tonight's results sort of showed what we've thought all along. Over 50% of the people voted today for experience, and nearly 80% of the people voted for change. And we've been the only candidate that is looking for change in what's going on in the city.
The biggest takeaway from Tuesday, says Robinson, was the turnout. More than 16,000 votes cast compared to 13,000 in 2010, the last time there was an open seat on City Hall's seventh floor.
In fact, the last two generals have been just over 20,000. So a lot of people showed up. It was a big turnout. I think it just kind of shows where we're going to be as we move forward into November.
Robinson ran successful campaigns for county commission in 2010 and 2014. The differences in that and the mayoral run are that the latter is a nonpartisan race, and while a plurality can take a primary, you have to win a majority in the second round. Outside of that,
much of it's the same. I mean, it's communicating with people, communicating what you can do, explain to them what you have done, and the ability for you to be able to move forward. They take a listen to what you have to say, and based on knowing you by your experience, they either support and believe you, or they support someone else who they believe. My message is clear that I've got a vision for the future of Pensacola. I certainly will not drop any of those priorities that the supporters and the voters have heard me say.
Brian Spencer, who entered the mayor's race in the 11th hour, hopes to maintain and build upon the momentum generated during the past 8 years he's been a city councilman.
Number one being all neighborhoods need to be safe. Law enforcement will be a key ingredient. That's just a given. But after that, then the focus on economic development will be one of my priorities.
Along with his message in the 10 weeks leading up to the general election, Spencer's campaign strategy against one opponent instead of five will also remain basically the same as when his journey began.
I think that my reputation preceding serving in public office is one that has provided the confidence that these voters have expressed in voting today. There's no reason for me to change that.
Television executive and political newcomer David Mayo placed third at 17%. Rounding out the field were three other rookies, Drew Buchanan with 13%, Lawrence Powell at 12%, and Jonathan Green with 4%. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.